Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Sunday Morning Breakfast Learning Center. Tonight is Monday night. We are giving the raw word, as we do each and every Monday night, and we're also on Facebook Live. So go ahead, check that out as we're getting ready to go ahead and get started. Tonight, we are continuing this week as we're talking about resisting revenge. So we're excited to have you all on the line. Take this time, reach out to a friend or two so they too can join us. So before we go any further, let's go ahead and introduce our leader, Mr. Tellius Carr. Good evening, Mr. Carr.
Good evening, Ms. Sienna.
How are you, sir?
I'm doing wonderful. What about yourself?
Doing marvelous. Thank you.
Good deal. So, y'all, tonight's call, Monday Night Live, Monday Night Raw, the Learning Center. Make sure that you, if you can, get on Facebook Live. If not, stay right here, okay? Because either way, we're going to get this word out. We're going to answer some email questions. We can kind of dig deep. If at any time, okay, either here or on Facebook Live, you can go on Facebook Live on my page, just Tellius M. Carr. I'll be logging on in within the next 3 minutes. If you have any questions, any kind of commentary that God has laid upon your heart, please share. Okay? Now, you can press star 5 here, or you can just go on Facebook Live, and we'll look at those questions. We'll get as many answers as we can. Okay? And don't make them no easy questions. Get some real-life questions that you need answers, because I promise you, God has all the answers. All right? So with that being said, before we get started, let us pray, and then we'll go ahead and dive into the call. Ms. Tiana, please, with prayer.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this opportunity to continue to share in your word. We are truly grateful for this platform that you have given, dear Lord, and we truly hope that we continue to reach all those that you call and send our way. Heavenly Father, as we walk through this journey tonight and as we open up in our hearts and open up our minds to receive of your word, may we remember that you've called us, Heavenly Father, to resist revenge. You've called us to walk in love. You've called us to forgive 70 times 70, all just you as you have. So, Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you for sending your son to be that living example, and we thank you for giving us this opportunity to share with you and to share with others. We praise you, we thank you, and we praise you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. All right, so y'all, with that being said, this topic for the whole week, we have been talking about resisting revenge. Miss Tiana, if you don't mind, is Mr. DJ here?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
How you doing, Mr. DJ?
I'm wonderful. How about the show?
Doing wonderful, man. Look, why don't you go ahead and give us a little spiel about this past week, this topic here about resisting revenge. What you got?
Resisting revenge, from what I gathered this week, is simply, when you step in and yield to revenge, you're disrespecting God. Vengeance is mine, says the Lord. How dare you take that away from him? It sounds like easier said than done. No, when you think about that thing, you really have to think about it. And what you're doing is disrespecting God. Now, some people may ask, how is that? How can you say that? You know, what's the human side to it? Well, I'm going to tell you like this. This week, there's a difference between defending yourself and revenge.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? We didn't say that you can't defend yourself. Don't you stand there and be a fool. But when you seek revenge, there's a big difference between the two. Revenge is something that's not always physical. Okay? When you're defending yourself, someone is doing something to you and you refrain them from doing that to you. That's not the same thing as revenge. If someone has done you something and you weren't there, didn't know about it, or it's already done, then you come back at them, that's revenge. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And what you have to do is yield to that. You need to let that go and let God take care of that. And there is no way that God is going to use one human to master his plan of doing something to someone else in terms of what we're thinking, in terms of killing someone, you know, those type of things. You got to let God handle his business, okay? That's the main thing, because when you don't, it's like you're taking over. And most of the time, when you do that, God will step out the way, and that's not what you want. So I'm just saying, you know, we must deny ourselves when you do that, you're saying, yeah, I know what you said, God, but those three little letters right there, but as was stated before, means I know what you're saying, but I'm not listening to that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know you said vengeance is yours, but I can go on and do this, or I'm going to go on and do that, or that's taking too long. And that's disrespectful to God. So we must yield to that. That's
okay.
Okay.
Well, y'all heard it. And resisting revenge. And revenge, boy, it has so many encrypted things in revenge. And y'all know we can be scandalous and slick with the way that we present revenge, but we wouldn't call it that, right? We would just say we get into business. So we wouldn't call it just that. We wouldn't say that we're getting revenge. You know, we're just saying we're getting, you know, or shall we say, they are getting what they deserve.
Mm.
A lot of times that's what we'll do.
Yes.
Ms. Hunter, very briefly, what about yourself? What did you gather from this past week on this topic, resisting revenge?
Absolutely. The thing that really came to mind to me was when I think of the actions in which we know Satan for. We know Satan for to kill, steal, and destroy. So whether that is actual physical, if it's killing your spirit, if it's destroying your thought or a person's character, those are the actions that usually come when we do a vengeful action. And if we're doing that, then we're absolutely going against what God calls us to do. And that vengeance can be in thought, in words, and actions, reactions, as I shared in the pre-call. But it is our responsibility to be representations of love and forgiveness. So if we're not bringing that to the table, then we're falling directly in suit in what Satan looks to do. We are following suit in his pattern and not that of God's. So it's our job to let it go.
Okay.
It's our job to love and forgive, yes.
It's our job to let some things go. And I know some people we just don't want to let some things go. I get it. We just don't want to let it go. But we have to. All right? So I'm on live now. For those who want to chime in on Facebook Live, I am on live. And, you know, y'all, we're about to get it going. The topic, how you doing, Ms. Latricia? The topic is resisting revenge. All right? So we're going to get at it. With that being said, we got some emails out there, and, hey, let's get to it without further delay. All right, Ms. Tiana, what you got for the first email question?
The first email question I have for you, sir, is last week I was asked to provide feedback regarding a coworker. I've learned that she has shared everything I discussed with her manager, which showed up on my review. So I wrote about what she shared with me and her interest in finding a new job. Now, that's not sitting right with me right now. What should I do about it?
Okay, can you break that question down one more time? Kind of lengthy.
Sure. Last week I was asked to provide feedback regarding a coworker, and I had learned that she had put some negative remarks in my review, so I went ahead and wrote what the things she shared with me and her interest in basically finding a new job, her interest in quitting. Now, the fact that I did that is not sitting right with me. What should I do?
Mr. DJ, I'm going to start with you.
Oh, well, there are two things I'm hearing. For one, if she's already wrote it down, there's nothing you can do but ask for forgiveness.
Right.
And it sounds like you have a guilty conscience now because you kind of said that in spite, which is revenge. So you definitely need to ask for forgiveness with that. I could sit up here all day and say what you should have, could have done, which was keep it business professional. But
right.
The fact that you did that out of spite, you were in the wrong.
Okay. Can you read the question one more time?
Yep. The question states, last week I was asked to provide feedback regarding a coworker. I had learned that she had shared some things in my review. And so I wrote about things that she shared with me and her interest in finding a new job, her interest in quitting. Now it's not sitting right with me. What should I do?
So the person who's asking this question actually got revenge by
bitching
a boss on her that she's trying to quit, is what I'm hearing?
Yes, sir.
Okay. what should you do? I mean, that's immature.
Mm-hmm.
He said, what should, she did that already, right?
She did it already, yep.
What more can you do? How can you go back and correct that, DJ? I mean, see, this is a lot of times we don't get, see, we ask questions after the fact, and you know how many people ask God to forgive them after they done did what they're supposed to do? Did they want clarity before they actually did the act? Hello, my cousin,
Amen.
Jen. That's my beautiful cousin, Jen. I love you, Jen. But y'all see what I'm saying? Why do we always ask for forgiveness after the fact? It's almost like when we get our hand caught in the cookie jar, now all of a sudden we feel emotional and remorseful. Now we're going to say, what should we do?
Well, Mr. Carr, I say that that's even wrong because most of the time we rather ask for forgiveness rather than permission because why? We know the answer is no. We already know the answer.
Yes. Right. Revenge case, whatever it may be, okay? You know, whatever it may be, in a revenge case, a lot of times we always, like Mr. DJ just alluded to, we always ask for forgiveness as opposed to permission. See, we don't want to take it to God. We want to know clarity. We just want God to clean up our mess.
Yep.
Okay? And that's what happens a lot of times. What did you say? You guilty, Miss Latrice? Okay. Okay? And so what we end up doing is we end up crossing that line. And we cross that line, and we push those limits. And we just don't want to call it revenge. We want to say that the favor of God rests upon us, but not on the people who we're trying to point God out to. So y'all know what I'm saying? Now, that's in a situation that happens in a job. You know how many people, y'all know Satan is the only one that really go to God and try and be telling on people, right? That's what Satan does.
Come on.
So you know how many go to God, and watch this, Mr. DJ. They'll say, God, Father, forgive them. For they know not what they do. That they say in prayer. See, it's not about what you say. It's about the intentions. It's your intention.
That's right.
Are you really meaning, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do? Or are you saying, Father, forgive them, for they know not they do, in a sense of they're an imbecile? Huh? They're stupid. Huh? They don't know no better. They're beneath me.
And sometimes, Mr. Carr, we'll say, Father, forgive them, but get them.
There you go.
Forgive them. But
so we're saying, Father, forgive them, but then we're saying, you know, Father, get them. And when we say, Father, get them, it's basically saying, Father, get revenge for me.
That's
you see what I'm saying? How many people use the word of God as a revenge tool? It's not that they want to get close to God. It's just that they want to use something that everybody knows is valuable. Worthy, something that everybody knows to worship, and they learn the word of God just to use it as a sword to hurt people. In other words, to exact revenge on them. I'm exact revenge on you because you don't know God like I do. And people use the word of God for their very, as a matter of fact, Satan do it all the time.
Come on.
So you got to be careful in a job place or wherever you may be. You know, as opposed to reacting because someone did you something wrong. See, we have to resist the urge to be like them. Remember, the Bible tells us to be peculiar. Now, anybody out there with a dictionary, look up that word peculiar real quickly, right quick. Somebody look up the word peculiar.
Unusual.
Unusual. What other definitions we got for the word peculiar?
It says strange or odd.
Strange or odd. Any other words?
Bizarre, weird.
To be different.
Unfamiliar.
Peculiar. Okay? Unfamiliar. You know the Bible talks about familiar spirits, and the peculiar are the unfamiliar. In other words, just because somebody, you know, tried to throw you under the bus with your boss. Uh-huh. Just because they tried to throw you under the bus. The peculiar means that you don't go about it the same way that they did. In other words, come on, y'all got to catch this. That's an opportunity for you to save the boss and them because only a weak boss will listen to hearsay without fact.
Amen.
Yes.
You got to hear me now.
Yes.
So don't try and fight fire with fire. Remember, it's not an eye for an eye or a tooth for a tooth. That's our flesh talking. You listen to your God. If you listen to your God says to be peculiar. See, a lot of times we try and be peculiar, Miss Tiana, Mr. DJ, by the way in which we handle things. You don't have to be peculiar about trying to adjust yourself. You be peculiar by just walking in God. See, and what happens is it makes you peculiar. See, a lot of times we be different for the sake of being different. In other words, they want revenge, I won't. In other words, they see it as black, I see it as white. In other words, they want to go uphill, I want to down. See, we do things like that. That is not peculiar. Peculiar just says you keep your eyes on God and it's going to be different because the world acts like it. They reason alike. The world seeks revenge. The children of God don't.
Amen.
All right, let's get to the next email question. What we got, Ms. Tiana? We got something else? What we got?
We have one caller and one on Facebook. Which would you like, sir?
Go to the caller first, please. Facebook, we're going to get in.
All right. Good evening, caller. Go ahead with your question this evening.
All righty. My question for tonight is, my daughter's mother won't allow me to see her because I'm seeing someone else. I've told her that this is a form of revenge, but she disagrees. How can I approach her without making the situation worse?
Hold on. Now, we got some, y'all, I know we got some people out there who have this really going on, right? You know, you have moved on in the relationship. Now, some of us have the child. So you're going to look at this answer a little differently than the ones who don't have the child. I saw it today,
Candy,
how Russell Wilson, it was on social media, the quarterback for the Seattle Seahawks, how he was doing some drills and having fun with a future son. Y'all hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Now, y'all might say ain't nothing wrong with that. It's nothing wrong with it up until you're the parent by law who does not have that child and some another woman raising yours.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh. I know I made some people mad right there, huh? Okay, let me say that again. It becomes strange. It becomes different. If you see them red eyes called vengeance, it shifts when we are the one who are receiving, we're receiving the hurt and the pain. Because, see, the law says that you can't step in future. Who said that future didn't want to step in?
Right.
And let's just say, for instance, future didn't want to step in. But how many times was it that God covered for us when we didn't want to step in, but he didn't blaspheme, you know what I'm saying, didn't scandalize or slander our name?
Right.
It's a whole bunch of stuff we didn't want to do, but God kept it on a hush-hush for us.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, people. You know how your sick mother or your sick father or your sick great-grandfather or something like that wanted something, and you said, no, not right now because you was going to the club, but did God expose you?
Yep.
Right? So let's get back to this
sir.
Question. It's Candy, can you repeat that question? Because I want Mr. DJ to jump right on it.
Yes, sir. The question says, my daughter's mother won't allow me to see her because I'm seeing someone else. I've told her that this is a form of revenge, but she disagrees. How can I approach her without making the situation worse?
Mr. DJ, what you got?
I have a lot to say on that, Mr. Carr. And in all fairness, you said something that I think would benefit the topic. Is there anybody else out there who's who doesn't have kids? I want them to go first. But for someone who, because this situation hit very, very close to home for me when my daughter was born, but I want to hear from someone that doesn't have kids from their point first. I'm just curious as to what they're going to say. I don't want to run them away with what I did.
So someone who may not have, I mean, you can respond on Facebook Live now. Y'all don't be quiet. I see you, Miss Monique is there. Miss Crystal, I see you. All right, Miss Sharon is on there. Uh-huh, Miss Shannon. All right, I see y'all. Miss Keisha, how y'all doing now? Okay, so come on, Miss Katina, how you doing? So y'all chime in, Miss Latonya, come on, chime in. Okay, what we got? Okay, Miss Latricia said, how about if the man not in the child's life, and you have had an open door for communication, but the other party still don't want any dealings? Okay.
If well, in all fairness to that, you wouldn't be asking that question if the man wasn't present because he's not there no way. So you wouldn't, that wouldn't run him off or scare him.
But see, this is my question, revenge. Hold on, Mr. D. Let me chime in this. And I thank you so much for sharing that, Ms. Latricia. I want everybody else to chime in now. Here's the deal. Y'all know we have this sense of entitlement. Y'all heard of this thing called white privilege?
Yeah. Yes.
So that's an unwritten rule that white people have their chest poked out something. Not every white person, but you know what I'm talking about, right? So it's white privilege. It's like they can mess up and they just know it's going to be all right. They don't receive the same. It's two different laws that we live by.
That's true.
Y'all heard of that? So
yes,
according to what Ms. Latricia said, how about if the man is not in the child's life? I'm about to go here right quick for Ms. Latricia to help us out. Ms. Latricia, what about when we hadn't been in God's life? Ms. Latricia, what about when God had an open door policy for us to communicate and we still didn't want to deal with God? Just because we talk about God, you know how some fathers talk about their children and don't visit them? Just because we talk about God don't mean that we're in God. How about that? Because if we're in God, why are we seeking revenge so much?
True.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all follow where I'm going with this?
Yes, sir.
Okay. But here's the thing. It's easy to say, what if the other part is not there or don't want to communicate with the child? Let me ask you this. Are there a lot of places, it's a lot of places, me personally, and this is not based on me. I'm talking about as a whole. It's some places that you don't go because that other person there. Don't you know, whatever tore the relationship between you and that man apart, okay, I don't know. But let's play devil's advocate for here for a second, okay? Who said that he wanted to spend time with the child through you? Because if he had the domicile, come on, you got to hear me now. If he had the domicile and you know he had man privilege, like white privilege, and he can say and do whatever and not be penalized, but any little thing that you do, you're penalized, how would you feel spending time with that child? See, a woman's perspective is totally different from a man's perspective because some women like the confusion aspect of it. In other words, I don't care who around, I'm going to speak. See, most men pull away from drama. Y'all got to hear me, though.
Yeah.
Y'all got to hear me, though. You know how many men would love to take care of that child without the presence of that woman? Uh-oh.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
true.
But see, you know how many. Come on, y'all. This is why it's Facebook Live. Talk to me now if you think it's incorrect. But you know how many. Thank you. I see you, Ms. Andrea. You know how many men would love that? But you know how many females want the package deal? In other words, I still want to exact revenge by, why you got his hair cut or why you went to go get a... Are you serious?
Dictate. Yep, dictate.
Yeah, now it makes it a package deal. So let's think about this now. Let's really think about this. Is it, what if white privilege said, oh, well, you just, you know what I'm saying, you don't want to be a part of this organization because of yada, yada, yada. No, you're saying I'm not a part of the organizations because all I see is white people here. What happened to a variation? What happens to, you know, us, you know, having a variety of different people? I see white privilege. That's why I don't go. So why then would somebody go to something that, I mean, he go to court, he had a disadvantage off top. You're not hearing me yet. Go to court and he's at a disadvantage off top because of the fact that he's an M-A-L-E. And if you don't believe me, have
Come
a son
on.
And watch. If he ever have a child outside of wedlock and that woman get mad. You understand? It's at a disproportionate ratio. I'm telling you, listen to me. So when you say it's an open door policy, is it an open door policy to communicate through you? And of course we'll get the answer to say, no, it's not through me. They can communicate with their child. But at the end of the day, you still got to say so, don't you?
Yep.
Come on now, let's be real. You still got say. You got so much say so that if it's something called child support, you say what goes on with that man's money, not him.
Yep.
Now, if that be the case, well then, because you know the Bible says, you know what people in the world say, what's good for the goose is good for the gander. The Bible says, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Well, let's roll reverse this thing. You know how we can flip flavor? Okay, let's roll reverse this. What if you had to pay child support and you didn't know where your money was going? How would you feel?
Come on.
And what if he said it's an open door policy? people a lot of times say it's an open door policy after they done took you through the ringer, after they done drug your name through court, after they done made you look like you're less than. And then they say it's an open door policy. You want that at that point? Ain't that something, people?
It is.
And Mr. Carson, this is where I'm gonna get tagged in.
Come on, tag team.
In that situation, my child, I wasn't allowed to see my child. I'm talking about me personally. Obviously, I want to be in the child's life. Okay, I'm not one of those guys who did not want to see the child or come around after the child grown. I'm there from day one doing everything, but the relationship didn't work out. So I was.
Hey, Mr. DJ, hold on for 1 second. I'm glad you said that. I'm not trying to cut you off, but please let me interject this, please, for 1 second. You know how many men, y'all, Facebook Live, this topic is resisting revenge. Is it fair to say that men and women raise children differently?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Women are more nurturing. Is it fair to say? I'm talking about in the perfect family home. You're going to see the mother nurturing the father. He rough and rugged, and he don't spend as much time. Is that fair to say?
It should be, yes. Yeah, that's fair.
Right. So even with what Mr. DJ just said, he spends time. Look at how he has to justify his love through what a woman's perspective is.
Exactly.
Not cool.
Yeah, y'all got to hear me. This is why racism exists today. It's also called sexism. Because a man is not, he's not that nurturing type. Now all of a sudden he's being penalized for lack of time. You have, boy, y'all want to tell the truth? Let's really tell the truth. Let's put all the stuff to the side, Mr. DJ. I'm going to let you finish. You have perfect families, loving husband, loving wife. You have kids. Guess who spends the majority of the time with them children?
Mom.
So why is he being penalized for that's not in his nature? His nature is to provide. His nature is to go out and catch the... Now all of a sudden he's being penalized. That's almost like me penalizing a woman for not fixing their tire or pumping her own gas. Right?
Like me
penalizing a woman for not playing football. That's not her nature. So see how Mr. DJ just explained that? Why do you think so many men got to take pictures with their children? Men don't have to show love through a picture, but they're forced to show love through a picture so that revenge is not sitting on their doorstep.
Sure.
Got to bow down to this quote that says, I love my child, and how he shows he loves his child is the way that women perceive it. Y'all better hear me now.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to be in trouble because I love my child, and I don't have to prove it through the way that you perceive me to have to prove it. I'm going to do it the way that God says.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Mr. DJ, go ahead.
Okay, in my situation, I was working 4 jobs, and at the time, my significant other wasn't working no job, doing nothing, and she decided that she didn't want the relationship, the full package. Now, that goes against everything that I stand for,
mm-hmm.
and because of that, she decided to take my child and tell me that she's going to call somebody else, Daddy, we don't need you. We're not doing any. We don't want anything else for you to do. And then it got to a point where it was like, okay, well, I need this and I need that. Not the child needs. I need this. I need that. So when I'm going, wait a minute, what does that have to do? Don't worry about it. You just won't see your daughter no more. And first I cried. I got mad. And, yes, the spirit of revenge was in me.
Right.
But then I realized a couple of things. For one, don't go out there and do something stupid or you won't see her ever again. So what I did was talk to God. I had a serious heart-to-heart with God. And he told me a couple of things. For one, you're an educated man. You don't need to be caught up in doing something dumb. What you need to do is seek the wisdom of the law. What I realized was that there's more money in this society in revenge. That's why we came to it. It's very much more money. And look at what happens when we get revenge. Somebody pays somewhere for something all the time. Just think about it. If we all resisted revenge, if we put guns down, if we stopped fighting, stopped doing revengeful and spiteful things within each other. It'll be a lot of people out of work. And what I'm saying is, that's what he told me. What you need to do is seek the law about this child. And I realized, that's my seed. Ain't nobody on this earth going to keep me from my seed. So what I need to do is the right way. I read and I sought and I came up with the answer. I took her to court. I took her to court and realized I have more power than what I know. And most men don't know that, because only thing you see on TV is divorce, 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 and child support, child support, child support. So we run and we get scared. But guess
what?
That's your obligation anyway. It's actually cheaper for you to pay child support legally than the child be with you. Men, if you really want to know the truth, is there any on this? So what I did was I went to court, petitioned that thing myself, and I won. Not only did I win full custody, I'm going to tell you how the quote-unquote revenge went. I got custody, and I said, I'm not a female. I don't know nothing about a female. But guess what? I know my child needs her mama, too. Because there's some things about being a woman I have no clue to. But guess what? You're not going to control it. We're going to do this thing together. And ever since that day, I've been thanking God, praising God, and I see my child whenever I or she wants. And we have a perfect relationship as co-parents.
Right.
And what I'm saying is,
all right,
because I resisted revenge and went about it the right way, look at what happened.
That's right. And y'all got to understand, and this, and God is good, and God is faithful, even when we're not faithful. See, to exist, resist that revenge, you know, you're talking about walking upright in God. You hear me? You have to walk upright in God all the time, because it's going to come your way. And what I mean by it, attacks will come your way only because of who you represent. Now,
amen.
When it comes to children and revenge, that's a very vulnerable, softless area right there. And see, here comes the true motive. Okay, because he can love that child just as much as she can, and she can love that child just as much as he can. Now, God created two, and that made that one child. It should be 50-50 in the middle. Anybody who has a problem with that, well, you have a problem with God, because man law said that one is the domicile. God didn't make it that way. It's just mighty funny. We want revenge. We don't go to the Lord have mercy. Well, look at the revelation.
Come on.
We want revenge. It's just like a child. We go to the weaker parent so we can get our way. When we want revenge on somebody, we go to the weaker law. We know what God says, so we don't want God's answer. We go to man's law, because we know man's law is going to favor and side with us.
Come on.
Ain't that something? Now, let's pull back this. Resisting revenge. Let me help everybody out. So when we take somebody to court and we say child support, you know how many, even in the statistics will show you that the typical person, whether it be a man or a woman, that goes to get child support, although they use, like people say, in the name of Jesus, they don't mean that. Although they use the child, they are going down there with bitter hearts.
Yep.
Come on, you can ask any caseworker that they're going down there with bitter hearts, whether it be a man going down there or a woman going down there. That's bitterness. Because they never even tried to get it right in the first place. Watch where I'm about to go with this.
Tell it.
We make money the barometer. We make money the barometer as to if the other parent can see the child or not. We make money the barometer to whether they're fit or not. In other words, if they don't pay something called child support, they can't see this child. That means they don't care. So all of a sudden, our love for money, we just don't say it's the love of money. But what did the Bible say about the love of money? It's the root of all type of what?
Evil.
Evil.
Evil. But we don't look at ourselves as being demonic, God. We stand that that's a necessity. Yes, finances is a necessity to raise a child. But here's the thing. God can x-ray your heart. Are you really doing it for the child? Or are you doing it to get back?
Mm-hmm.
Come
on, y'all.
To get that.
Because if we can say child support, well, what about all the tithes that we didn't pay? What about back pay on that? What if God put our name out there on the internet about the tithes that we didn't pay? Would that mean that we're unfit Christians? I'm asking for a friend.
Come on.
Because y'all know we want to blaspheme in somebody else's name. We want to slander, scandalize, tear them down. But what about if God sought revenge on us for what we didn't do? You know how we say we need to, well, they need to take care of their children? Well, what about us taking care of our God? I thought we said it's God first and then everything else second. So if God come first, why don't we pay God what we owe God? And he's the one who gave us the whole job. So what if he got revenge on us? Come on, I'm waiting on these answers now. I love this type
Ooh.
Of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
See, what revenge does not do, Mr. DJ, revenge does not consider if it was me. Revenge just is so angered and enraged that revenge can't see clearly. This is why a lot of times when we come back to our senses, we say, I'm sorry.
Right.
And we say, I'm sorry because I wasn't thinking. Exactly. Now, although forgiveness has been set in motion and you have been forgiven, you do know the impact of that nail being driven in Jesus' hand. In other words, the scar that you put out there still hurt that person, right?
That's right.
All right. Let's get to what? Who we had? We had a caller, email, another one. What we got?
We now have a Facebook question, sir.
Okay. What
The first one is, one of my coworkers has been plotting to get me fired because I got the position that she also applied for. How do I continue to work peacefully alongside her when I know for a fact that she is still trying to get me terminated?
Somebody got you fired.
Trying to.
They're trying to get you fired, Mr. DJ.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Been there. Mm-hmm.
How you work in peace right beside them, Mr. DJ? How you not get revenge on you know that it's trying to get you fired? How you do that, Mr. DJ?
I kind of take a page from Christ. And what I did was I invited that coworker to lunch, but a nice, pleasant lunch, but I let them know that I knew what they wanted by talking in third person. And I just let them know, you know, the ship is here, and you're welcome. You're welcome to be here, but if you don't want to be here, you don't have to. But,
right,
you know,
right.
as things right now, I'm the driver of the ship, you know, and I got in this position for a reason. So, I mean, if you have some ideas, you guys are going to help and the ship is going to stay afloat, or you're going to go to another ship.
Okay.
You know, but if you're remaining, stay here, we're going to be working in peace and harmony, you know.
Okay.
And that's it. Things will be done by the book, you know.
Okay. Can you repeat that question right quick, Miss Sienna? I'm Facebook Live. Y'all chime in now. Don't be all shy, and, you know. Miss Latricia, she being chiming in. Miss Latonya, Miss Latina. So I got.
So the question is, one of my coworkers has been plotting to get me fired because I got the position that she also applied for. How can I continue to work peaceably alongside her when I know for a fact that she is still trying to get me terminated?
Somebody's been trying to get you fired, Miss Tamika. Y'all know that's my Tamika. Little bit. All the way from Mr. DJ. She way in at Georgia, too. Atlanta, I think.
All right.
So, Miss Tamika, somebody's trying to get you fired, and you have to work hand in hand with them. How do you work in peace with them? Let me help us out. Two illustrations I'm going to give. One is Jesus and Satan, and another was Jesus and Judas. Wow. Here's the one with Jesus and Judas. Jesus Christ had to select 12 disciples whom God told him to select. God told him to work resisting revenge. When he selected Judas, Iscariot, you don't think that he knew who Judas was when he selected him?
That's right.
Come on.
So the Bible said, know them that labor amongst you. You don't think that Jesus knew who Judas was? In other words, just because they tried to get you fired, you can't look at it in the derogatory way. You have to look at it in the spiritual way. Because, see, here's the thing. How can someone see testimony if there's no opposition. You need for people to be trying to drag you down for them to believe, for God, for people to see the God in you. In other words, if you had everybody who around you with amen partners, how powerful are you?
Come on.
I don't think y'all heard me. If you had amen around you, how powerful are you? God will put people in your inner circle that you know. You know, you'd be like, man, something just ain't right. You know mm-hmm. they mean you know well.
Mm-hmm.
But here's, God didn't tell you to exact revenge on them. He didn't tell you to be spiteful towards them. He said love on them in spite of. Because even the ones who try and purposely destroy your character or hurt or harm you, God still has a purpose. And the purpose is you.
Yes.
Yeah.
The purpose is you. In other words,
mm-hmm.
Judas had a place in history, but it took for Judas to get Jesus on the cross. If it wasn't Judas, it was going to be somebody else, maybe Peter, Matthew, Bartholomew, I don't know. Maybe you or I. But he had to get up on that cross. So he had to be someone. In other words, God has to elevate you, but he's going to have to use someone also who's going to purposely try. In other words, we call it a thorn in the side, people.
Yes.
Okay,
and
now let's talk about the other one with Satan, the devil. The Bible says Satan was walking around, and he walks around seeking whom he may devour. And he said, have you tried my faithful servant? In other words, God knows that Satan purposely wants his position. How does God know that Satan wants his position? Lucifer thought about it in heaven. When God gave him the
mm-hmm.
Lucifer name, that he can think himself higher than God. His mere thoughts got him out of heaven. In other words, he wanted Jesus. He wanted God's position. But here's the thing. Satan still uses, not Lucifer, but God still uses Satan. In other words, Satan is working alongside of God. How do you know this? The Bible calls him the prince of this earth.
Come on.
Uh-oh, Mr. DJ, that must mean there's a purpose.
Mm-hmm.
But he, for sin, if it wasn't for hell, some of us would never see God. In other words, see, we got to know the torment called revenge. The ultimate torment called revenge is H-E-double-L. So if it wasn't for hell, a lot of us, see, some people, you just can't tell them all the good stuff. You got to show them the bad stuff. See, so
that's
when
right.
we say the wrath of God, translate the wrath of God as the revenge of God. I know some people call it the revenge of the nerds, but the revenge of God. In other words, Satan has a purpose. So when you are working with someone who you know tries to take your position or someone who you know wants to put you down, look, you're in the right position. Because, see, if you didn't have any opposition, how deep in God are you? See, I would be concerned if everything was smooth.
Yes, indeed.
It's the media
right,
when they go
right.
low, you go hire Michelle Obama. Get Michelle back in that office there. She need to be
And that's another example, Mr. Cobb. Obama and Hillary and John McCain, all of them talked bad about him. But when he got into the office, he reached out to both of them.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
He wasn't still warm with them. He reached out to both of them.
That's right. All right, Cleo, my boy Cleo. He said Judas was remorseful, but his sin was that he didn't repent. There's a difference between being sorry and repentance. Judas could have been forgiven, but he didn't ask for repentance. All right, Cleo, appreciate that, man. Y'all see that? That's his real talk. Pamela, I see you. How you doing? All right, what we got, Miss Tiana?
Yeah. Can I just tap into that, Mr. Koff? That last question. Yeah, the biggest thing and what I've seen in the past and what I've had to do is just go directly to the person. Mr. DJ said talking in the third person, sometimes it's bringing it right up front. Here, I know the situation. I know you were going after this job, and I understand that you didn't get it. There's a time and there's a place, and right now this is the opportunity. And in any situation, if we all do well, and we all are doing our respective jobs, then the proper opportunities are going to come our way. So this may not have been right here, right now, but we don't know what tomorrow is going to bring. So and in that situation, I'm looking to be your partner. I'm looking for us to work together. bring it to them straight up, because if they're going to be that divisive behind your back, then it's best to bring it right to the forefront of what's exactly going on so that you can
hopefully
move forward.
I hear what you're saying, Ms. Tiana, but a lot of times, see, y'all be careful. See, we got to rightly divide the word of God. I do not authorize that. I don't authorize just bringing it to them. Because, see, we get out of line with that. If God didn't tell you to bring it to them, you better be quiet. Okay, because, see, the topic is resisting revenge. A lot of times, we can be being vengeful by saying, I know. And in other words, we got a close tie or knit relationship with God. So Satan, we view them as Satan now, you can't deceive me. See, that's a form of revenge. Yeah, I know what you're doing. If God didn't tell you to say something, don't you say nothing. You can very well know. As a matter of fact, some people who are out to get you, you don't even know about. The reason why you don't know about it perhaps is because God knows that you would try and get a revenge in a slick, smart way.
Oh, yeah.
So just because you know don't mean that you have to blurt it out. So I do not recommend just because you know someone is trying to hurt you that you say, hey, I know what you're doing. No, no, no. That is not the case. As a matter of fact, let's use ourselves. We do a whole bunch to God. Does God come to you every time you're doing something wrong and you know you're about to do wrong and say, I know what you're doing? He don't do that to you. God, a lot of times, will let us make our mistake, and then he'll tell us, I was sitting here waiting on you.
Touché.
Okay?
Yes, sir.
Candace says, let's see what Ms. Candy got. Mr. DJ, Ms. Candy said, can you explain the connection between revenge and generational curses? Okay? Now, before you answer that, Mr. Cleo Perry, he said, God will make your enemies your footstool. If you take revenge, you take the glory from him. And you're absolutely right. It says God will make your enemies your footstool, not us. Okay? But back to Ms. Candy, Mr. DJ. Mr. DJ, Ms. Candy said, can you explain the connection between this thing called revenge and that thing called generational curses? Explain that, Mr. DJ.
Definitely. It's almost as monkey see, monkey do, where you look for your resource, from where you get your learning, if you will. If your parents are acting ignorant and all they know is revenge, to feud, to fight, to get back at people, then that's going to pass down to the children, and that's going to pass down to their children and so on and so forth. That's just like, I'm going to use this as an example. I'm from Atlanta, Georgia, and
okay.
I knew a little something about Southern University, but I knew I wanted to go to college there. I got in a band there, and a lot of that stuff I never heard before ever in my life. Some of the schools I've never heard of we played. But once I was there, I was taught with every fiber in my body to hurt, to can't stand Grambling State University, because that's just a feud. I didn't know nothing about Grambling. No, I ain't never know anybody that went to Grambling, you know, outside of Doug Williams. But because that's the way I felt, I mean, that's the way everybody around me felt. I felt like, okay, well, I'm a dad boy now, so I got to hate them. And not only that, when I was watching TV one day with my child, she was like, I said, who you going for? She said, I like the black and gold team. I said, why? She said, because I like the colors. I said, oh. So I'm sitting up here getting mad, then I caught myself. I was like, you know what, that is kind of stupid right there, you know, but that's how we do. So if your parent don't like the Joneses and can't stand them, you may not have nothing to do with the Joneses. But because
okay.
your parent don't like the Joneses, you get in school, you ain't going to like the Joneses.
All right, all
you
right.
You know what I'm saying? Sometimes that kind of stuff is just, you know, ignorance keeps going until somebody finally get some light
and
turn on that knowledge.
That's exactly right. So, Mr. DJ, I want to move in this direction. Y'all listen to this. Just because, now the topic, again, resisting revenge, do not, and I urge everybody, I'm just being honest with you, do not seek revenge by saying success is the best form of revenge. Why you got to be successful to be, okay, so how then do you measure success? Is it based on how much you accumulate here on earth? What is it that measures your measurement, your stick of success?
Whatever's pleasing to you.
You see? So when you say being successful makes, you know, that's the best form of revenge, I beg to differ. Because if that be the case, it didn't look like Jesus was successful at all. As a matter of fact, he didn't have nothing. The Bible says he didn't even have a place to lay his head. But see, what we do is we try and get revenge on people's flesh. You know why we use the flesh? Because we don't know how to use the spirit. Uh-oh.
Okay.
Yeah. Y'all better hear me now. You in a fight. Mm-hmm. Huh? If you're in a fight, you're going to use what you know. I understand that your mama sent you to them karate classes, but you ain't going to use karate. You're going to use crazy. In other words, you're going to resort back to what you're most familiar with.
Mm-hmm.
So that means you will pick up a rock, a stick, or anything around you. The reason why we, when we seek revenge, we use the flesh is because we know the spirit wouldn't be on our side.
Come on.
Oh, remember the Bible said the flesh is weak, but the spirit is willing. The spirit is willing to obey God. Uh-oh. The spirit wouldn't be on our side. So the spirit will be that inner conscience telling us, don't do that. Don't try and get revenge. Vengeance is God. Ah, shut up. We don't want to hear that one. Huh? So we don't have
right.
to. Listen, even in the band, Mr. DJ, it said often imitated, but never what?
Duplicated.
You don't have to seek revenge on anything. It's only one of you. Do not let success be your barometer. Because, see, when you say success, that means I have to show them. That's why we love our class reunions, so we can show them where we came from. All them people, see, that's not
that's right.
It's not about
that's right.
that, people. You got to resist revenge. The very people that used to put you down, won't you help them up? Because the Bible says, if you see your brother in error, and you do not go to them in love, in other words, if you don't resist revenge, you too have failed. And falling short of the glory of God.
All right.
Okay? What'd you say, Ms. Tamika? She said, sometimes knowing is enough. You also have to consider the source. All right, all right. I will let the God in me, or you, show up and continue to put the best forward. All right, Ms. Tamika. All right, look, my boy, honorary. Look at that. Yeah, I got a question. Oh, Ms. Kamala says, sometimes you have to sit with demons to trap the devil. All right, Ms. Campbell. All right, now. Uh-oh. Y'all, this is a question I have for Facebook Live, Resisting Revenge. Honoree, chime in, Honoree. Honoree, I'm about to put, hold on, let me invite Honoree, because he know how to work this thing. Let me see how he do this. My boy Honoree right quick. Ms. Honoree, come on, get on that live, man. Honoree, guys. Y'all, listen to this. This is the question, okay? The question says, if you take someone to court, does that mean you are seeking revenge? Thank you, Ms. Nicole. Let me ask the question again. Okay? If you take someone to court, does that mean that you are seeking revenge?
No.
Uh-oh.
Mm-hmm. I say no.
That's not the case.
I'm seeking compensation.
Yes, sir.
Someone to court, does that mean that you're seeking revenge? What you got to say, Ms. Lorna? Ms. Candace say it could be, depends on why you're taking them. Okay. Ms. Nicole, what you got to say about that? If you take someone to court, does that mean that you're seeking revenge? Ms. Latricia, I need to hear from you. Hold on, who else we got out there? Ms. Tamika, I'm waiting on you. Ms. Latanya, I know you got that other question, but answer that one for me. Hold on. Kamala, you know I'm waiting on you, Kamala. Okay, hold on. I'm trying to get to where my friend at. Where she went to? She done ran off there. Huh? Miss Katina, that's yeah. Miss Katina. So I want to hear from y'all. Miss Kamala said no. Miss Rhonda said it depends on the situation. Miss Lorna said, okay, depends on it. Okay. Miss Lorna, talk to me. You said it depends on the reason. So the question was, if you take someone to court, does that mean that you're seeking revenge? So help me out, Miss Lorna. I see you, Miss Dina. Help me out, Ms. Lorna. Okay, so what reason would it be? What? Give me an example of if we take someone to court, that we're, hold on, let me see if I can invite Ms. Lona. Can I invite Ms. Lona? Y'all know I'm just learning all this stuff, huh? Oh, I can't invite her. I'm like a child, you know, in a candy store. I don't know how to work this stuff, but we're going to get it. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So give me an example, Ms. Lona. All right, I'm going to help out, Mr. DJ. So if you take someone to court, does that mean you're seeking revenge? Mr. DJ, what did you have to say about that?
I said, not all the time, no. I said, because you could be seeking compensation. Somebody hit my car, damaged my car, and run, I'm going to take them to court. I know who did it. I need this fixed.
I can't ask Mr. DJ. I need somebody.
and I have a question. Mr. Carr, I have a question for all those Facebook Livers.
Okay, what you got?
Can you be peaceful towards someone who is not peaceful towards your mom or dad?
Okay.
For instance, your mom tell you, such and such done cussed me out or did this to me or did that to me. Can you be peaceful with that person?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mr. DJ, you jumping the gun, y'all. Mr. T, hold on, Mr. We're going to get to that, Mr. DJ. hold on to that, DJ. Seriously, I want to hold on to that one. Okay, so I got a couple of answers. Okay. Ms. Latrice said, no, it depends on the reason. If you take someone to court, does it mean that you're seeking revenge? Okay, Ms. Talia, she said, God says your enemies shall reveal themselves. They can only wear the sheep's clothing for so long. But we as God's people have the ability to love that. Okay, we're going to say love the H-E-W-L out of them. Okay, that's right. They're really like love the place, the destination, not okay. Stand back and let God. Okay. All right, Ms. Talia. Cleo, I see what you say. Cleo said the court is a system used to make people whole. And I totally agree with that. If talking with them doesn't work, it's best to let the court mediate. All right, I hear you. I like that. Okay. Ms. Candace says, if I want to see my child and you refuse to allow me to, Mr. DJ, this is not an example of suing out of revenge. I mean, it's necessary. Mm-hmm. All right. Ms. Lona says, a mother who has a father that has a father that is genuinely taking care. Hold on, Ms. That's how many fathers? Are? Okay. I'm missing. A mother who has a father that has a father that is genuinely taking care of his child and she takes him to court for additional child support, I got you.
Okay.
Ms. Tamika gave us an example. If you cheated on me, Ms. Tamika, boy, hold on. Somebody cheated on you, Ms. If you cheated on me, we have children, so I'm going to take you for it. Mr. Tamika said, you cheated on me, our children together, I'm going to take you for every dime you have, even though you provide for your children. Okay, that's an example. She's not saying herself, all right, I got you.
Okay.
God, that's good. The question was, if you take someone to court, does that mean that you're seeking revenge? No, it does not. The Bible actually says if they take you to court, give them your cloak, C-L-O-A-K, too. In other words, see, when you give people more than what they bargain for, that means you have nothing, no control over me. It's not money. Tangible things mean nothing to me. So if you take someone to court, does that mean that you're seeking revenge? I heard what Mr. Cleo said, and I have to say that I somewhat lean towards that simply because some things it's best that you not handle on your own. Now, here's the thing, bottom line answer. What is your heart, the purity of your heart intentions? Now it's a matter of your intent, because we all can say, oh, yes or no, but see, God knows the heart of man. Y'all hear me? Sometimes we can even deceive myself and say, well, I'm going because they're not doing it for my child. You know your pure intention. In other words, are you really trying to get revenge on them, or are you really trying to rectify the situation? Because see, a lot of times, Mr. DJ, somebody can take you to court. It's not that they want to hurt you. They just want to get back. In other words, they want restitution. Not retribution.
Yes.
Y'all heard me? There's a difference between restitution and retribution. Restitution says, give me what you took. That's all I want from you. Retribution says, I want you to hurt.
Come on.
Pain and suffering.
I follow me?
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay. Ms. Jamiah Hughes said, it's the principle behind the act, not the revenge, in my opinion. All right, Ms. Jamiah. Thank you for sharing that. Ms. LaTonya coming with her scriptures. Y'all know how it is. Now, Mr. DJ, let us get to your question before we get ready to close out, okay? Mr. DJ, what you had? Question again?
Is it possible to be peaceful towards someone who you know is very not peaceful or disrespectful towards your mom or dad or even your kids?
So, okay, Miss Dina Fulton, can you be peaceful with someone and not get revenge when they have been disrespectful to your mother and your father? Or anybody can answer that for that matter. Miss Jamara.
Right. Constantly being disrespectful. Not have been, like, currently.
Oh,
this
being disrespectful.
Yes.
Okay.
Miss
Latricia, what you got to say about that? Can y'all talk to me on Facebook Live. Can you be peaceful? Can you live peaceably with someone who's continually being disrespectful towards your parents? Can you live peaceably? I mean, remember the Bible says to pursue peace with everyone. Can you?
Mm-hmm.
But keep in mind, he said, as much as possible as you can. Can you be peaceably? Miss Candace said it would be a challenge if we're honest. Okay.
Yes, exactly.
You live peaceably and not get revenge on someone who is resisting, I mean, who is just causing pure chaos with your parents. That's a hard one, Miss. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Miss Rhonda said in a nice way. Okay.
Mm.
Cleo said, I can pray for them and love them from a distance. Miss LaTonya,
so
that's different. Miss LaTonya talking about yes, it is possible. All right, Miss LaTonya. Miss, you know, Miss LaTonya, she's kind of mixed. You know, she's thinking, okay. We got that War Angel Michael in us.
But it is possible.
Miss Tamika said yes. Remove yourself or them from the equation. Okay. Miss Jamari, you say you're living proof. All right. So, y'all, that is very possible. The challenge comes in when we allow our flesh to take over the wheel.
Amen.
Yes.
That's when the challenge comes in. The Bible said vengeance is mine. Now, here's the thing, and let me say this and say this loud. The Bible said vengeance is his, but the Bible never. See, Paul wrote that passage in Romans, y'all, 12. Romans chapter 12. Go and read it. See, he never said don't defend yourself. See, so here's the thing. Here's the thing. You say be peaceably with somebody who's disrespecting your parents. What about the God that you serve? Are they disrespecting him? Do we disrespect him? See, a lot of times, watch this, y'all. Even Jesus, I love it, resisting revenge. He literally had to put on back on the ear of the soldier who came to take him away. Because Peter said, Peter pulled out his sword and said, you ain't going to touch my God.
That's
y'all
right.
Follow me? So I know we love our parents, but I know we love God to that infinite power, right? So watch this. God rebuked Peter right then and there. He literally rebuked Peter, put that man's ear right back on because he didn't want Peter to exact revenge. It was more than that, Peter. You see it as a revenge that he's taking me away. But Peter, he's not taking me nowhere that God didn't already order my footsteps. See, the steps of a righteous man are ordered by the Lord. In other words, when you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, shadow, keep in mind, shadow, when you walk through it, you do understand that it cannot harm you if you allow God to continue to guide you. Now, on the surface, it may look like they're attacking your parents, but it's something greater in that. It's not for you to seek revenge, Peter. Because, y'all, we got some Peter in us. And when it comes to our mama or daddy, y'all know we would knuckle up. Everybody down south, y'all know how it is.
Yep.
Y'all know we don't play about that, right? But
even myself,
we're guilty because we'll go to bat. But here's the thing. If we allow the Spirit to come in, it's a reason for that. If we just step back. Now, he didn't say be stupid. You can defend yourself. Don't exact revenge. Y'all follow me?
Yes, sir.
Amen. So sometimes we got to step away from the situation and come back and address it later because you know our immediate knee-jerk reaction If somebody did something to your mother or to your father, it's on. And what we'll say, God, you have to forgive me. But see, here's the thing. The Bible said resist revenge. It's something greater. Don't you know that if God said resist it, you can do it? Now, the thing is, are you going to give into the flesh or are you going to give into your, you know, spirit man? Will you allow God to use you at that moment? Because if God presented it before you, in other words, if they're messing with your mother or your father, disrespecting them continually in front of you, God got an answer that flesh can't answer. See, in other words, it's going to be a spiritual warfare going on, not a natural one.
Amen.
Okay? Well, Mrs. Meyer said, no, I couldn't. If you allow someone to be disrespectful, they would think, it's okay, period. All right, Ms. Jamar, I see it. I see it.
Yeah.
Ms. Candace said, nuts if you bug. Ms. Candace, we can, y'all put your hand on the screen and pray for Ms. Candace real quick. Just pray for her. God, sneeze on her. Just sneeze on her right quick. Okay? I understand, Ms. Jamar. And that's honest. I'm a work in progress. That's right. All right, so that's all. Y'all, we good?
Okay. We good?
All right.
I think so, sir. Yes.
All right. So, y'all, resisting revenge. Now, y'all know we're going to be back on next Monday with a different topic. Make sure y'all call in, chime in. Y'all, we got to get it. Well, hold on. Ms. Cleo say, he says, sheep were scared of their own shadows because it represents the night. Okay. The shepherd protected them. So as we go through the valleys, and we see our shadows, we must rely on our shepherd. There you go. All right.
Amen.
This is your Vontian B. Smith, Barry, Miss Talion. All right, y'all got it? So that's the call for tonight. Make sure. Okay, next Monday we're going to be back on. We're going to be back at it. Y'all, this is natural talk. We do it in a loving way. We want to present the word of God. So share your thoughts, you know, whatever we got going on. And y'all know how we do it. We always going to love one another because that's what we do. All right? So with that being said, before you leave, let us pray together, and then y'all go ahead and have a great night. Mr. DJ, you mind praying for us, please?
Sure. Bow your heads, open up your heart. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you on humble knees. We know how. We're coming to say thank you, Lord. Thank you for our health, our strength, and this food that we manifested on called knowledge, Father. Help us to let it manifest and grow within us spiritually. Let it nurture our bodies and our minds. And not just for our own edification, Father, but to help spread the word to somebody else, Father. Father, we want to say thank you and ask for blessings for those that are traveling and everybody under the sound of my voice. For those who can't hear me and may be seeing the Facebook Live, or just help us to grow, Father, in one abundance for the one purpose of lifting you up. We ask these things in your Son Jesus' name. We pray, amen.
Amen. Y'all have a great night. Now, it's one of them buttons right around up there somewhere. Y'all go to Sunday Morning Breakfast on Facebook. Make sure y'all like it, okay? I said like it. Y'all
okay.
Have a great night. Catch us on, what tonight is, Monday? Catch us on Wednesday for we have Bible study. The number is 225-33, what is it, Ms. Canada? 364-0211, okay? 225-64-0211. Catch us. That's 8 p.m., all right? Y'all have a great night.
Good night.
Good night.